Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this Thursday afternoon, November 21st, and with me this week is Alfredo Resendez Rojo, who's a risk management consultant in our Chicago office. Alfredo's really taken up the torch in developing our business in Latin America and South America. And Alfredo, first, why don't you give us a little bit of your background?
Yeah, hi, Nate. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's been a great thing to be a part of and listen to the other speakers as well that are happening on the podcast. But yeah, I've been with StoneX for just about 5 years now. It'll be 5 years in January. Essentially just came out of college in New York, grew up on a dairy there. That's kind of where the passion for dairy came. And it's been a great ride since. You know, as you mentioned, we've been kind of spearheading the risk management in Latin America, and it's been a great project and great conversations with people.
And you started, if I'm remembering right at the start of COVID.
Yeah, that's right. So I started right during COVID. I think I was in the office for a month before we got sent home, and new to the team, new to Chicago, and you know, a lot of uncertainty as to what was going to happen.
Well, we had a group video thing going all the time with everybody at home, and Alfredo was just sitting there in an empty apartment, and the sound would just echo. Everybody felt really terrible for you. That was your experience, but it seems like a long time ago, and things have certainly come a long way. So you've been working with companies in Latin America and South America, and what was it, 2 weeks ago, you were down in Brazil for a conference?
Yeah, we went down to Brazil. Yifan and I were there at Dairy Vision in Campinas, which is a little north of Sao Paulo, organized by Milkpoint. Yifan was invited to speak, and I joined him down there to speak with people in the industry as well. But yeah, it was very exciting. Obviously, for those who don't know, Brazil is a large milk producer, probably, correct me if I'm wrong, Nate, but fifth or sixth largest in the world, with most of their production consumed domestically. Up until a few years ago, they started importing, a few years ago, within South America for the most part. And we just went down there because we were invited, but also to explore risk management opportunities within that region.
So what do you think? Well, first, is there any active risk management that you're aware of in Brazil?
Financially, there's not. There is an exchange down there, but there's no dairy derivative trading or derivative contracts. Some buyers are, or some importers are pricing, or could be referencing off of GDT prices to an extent, but there's a lot of basis there. But actively, there's no dairy contracts, let's say, within Brazil, financial contracts.
Yeah, every couple of years I get asked by somebody to what can we do? What can we do to hedge pricing in Brazil, either domestically produced product or imported product? And there's never a good answer. Do you think moving forward, we're going to see development of risk management in Brazil?
There's definitely the opportunity for it. There's prices out there right now that people are using to reference the local markets, the domestic markets. It's primarily surveyed data. So that can cause some issues when you're creating some sort of contract versus mandatory reporting like you see in the U.S. But it's a large market, and the growth there, I think, is the growth in consumption, the growth in production, I think, could be exponential in the future. So the development or the need for it is there for sure, or could be there for risk.
Yeah. No, with how much I get asked about it, I'm sure there's a need for an interest in it in the country. Transitioning to other parts of Latin America, last week I was starting to get a little bit more bullish on U.S. non-fat dry milk, or at least less bearish on it. I was working through the numbers, and given how strong the recent U.S. exports have been to Mexico, it looks to me like we can lose some Southeast Asia business and still keep the U.S. balance table relatively tight, thanks to weak non-fat dry milk production, you know, bird flu in California, and those good shipments to Mexico. But we were talking earlier this week, and you mentioned that it sounds like Mexican demand for U.S. non-fat has slowed down recently. So what are you hearing on the demand side for Mexico?
Yeah, I think compared to what we were seeing maybe in August, September, with prices kind of moving, shifting higher from there, I think it's slowed down since then. And it could be a combination of things heading into the end of the year. You know, some other arguments are the weaker peso. Other arguments just could be the volatility in that, and just better outlook on milk production. But overall, I think people are a little bit timid on the way they're procuring product in Mexico, especially ones that are in charge of bringing it across the border and selling it within Mexico. They're buying just what they need in the short term, getting rid of it, and then going out and buying again. They're not holding on to too much. Whatever they need to get across to the border is ready to go at the border and then crossing. And I think maybe the weaker peso has caused a shift in the way that they're managing that inventory, because it's been pretty volatile. But yeah, overall, I think it's gotten a little bit weaker.
Is anyone you're talking to concerned about the potential for tariffs or additional tariffs with the Trump administration coming in?
The people I talk to haven't really brought it up yet, or brought it up to me per se. More questioned it. Maybe there is going to be a little bit of front loading here with that happening, but it's a risk just given, I think, how left-leaning Mexico is getting within the government, how right-leaning the U.S. has gotten. So any restructuring USMCA is a risk. But as of right now, it's not really changing the way people are buying in the short term.
And if they're going to front-load a bit, they really have to step it up pretty soon, right? The border kind of closes down for the New Year's.
Yeah, by I think December 15th, the border closes until the end of the year. So typically you do see a little surge in buying ahead of that, getting product ready at the border and getting ready for some Mexican holidays at the beginning of the year. So we have yet to see start that happening or getting ready to happen. So we've yet to see. I haven't heard of that happening too much yet, where people are getting product ready at the border to send out in the next 60 days.
And certainly with the price action, doesn't suggest that the demand side is all that strong. We saw CME spot non-fat dry milk drop 2 cents a pound today to $1.38 a pound. To me, the most bearish thing in the market, and this has been true for the last, you know, 4 months, is the spread between the U.S. and EU markets. The U.S. has been at such a premium that I thought that would damage our exports and eventually push U.S. prices down towards EU-level pricing. Do we see much trading of that spread between U.S. and EU product?
Not as much as we saw last year. You know, it's definitely on our desk. That the trading is lesser than it was last year. I mean, I remember last year during when those spreads were tighter, and they would quickly expand and diverge. We were getting a lot of orders coming in from the European, the Dublin desk, to either buy or sell non-fed against European skim, and that has essentially died down for us since then. You look at the Q1, Q2 CME spreads and in their widest they've ever been, and haven't really corrected at all to what you historically would see. So I think people are a bit timid to try and sell non-Fed against skin right now, even with a record spread.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe once they start to show some convergence, everyone will pile in on that. Lastly, yesterday in the group chat, you were asking people for over under on $1.39 a pound for Q1. So what's your take? Is Q1 non-fat dried milk going to be over or under $1.39 a pound?
Yeah, I'm sticking with what I said. I think it's going to be under $1.39.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Alfredo.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the U.S., EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments, and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446,717 to provide to professional and eligible customers, including arrangement, execution, and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading, and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC Luxb 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products, an exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products, and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ152SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, AFSL, 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Sir. ISIS Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator, Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291, is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM Division of Stone X Financial Inc., SFI NFAID 0476094, or Stone X Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652, and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group, Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group, Inc. All rights reserved.